Mishki Broadcast, Black Sheep Radio. Tom Garrison arriving for his final newscast of the day. How many did you put in today, Tommy? How many did you deliver to the people? The people.
3 times 6 is what?
That's 18, Tom.
That's 18. So I guess 18 of them.
18 newscasts. That's a hell of a lot more than any other jackass in town pulled off today.
Can you believe that?
I don't think Don Shelby did 18. I don't think Joey Schmidt gave 18 newscasts today. I don't even think John Haidt did 18. Did he? Hell no.
Nah. He had guitar duty today, too. So.
You got him licked 6 ways to Sunday. That guy was never a jock, and he certainly was never a jarhead.
He was a jock.
What? He was?
Yeah, in fact, he and I worked at the same station at different times.
I feel like a dunderpate.
In fact, I think he replaced me at one of them.
A moon calf and a lunk face. He did? What the hell? I didn't know that. You know, he used to do the
one
news.
One of those defunct stations in town.
Oh, I know that station. DFUCT Radio.
Yeah, it must have been.
I used to work for a station years ago called KNOT. You know what it was? Not radio.
Not radio.
It was television. Let me tell you something. Johnny Haidt used to do the news for KS95. He used to work with Van and Cheryl. By the way, what the hell happened to Van?
I don't know.
I think the van pulled up and he loaded up and bolted.
He's in Kansas.
He's in Kansas?
Yep.
I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
His wife.
I got all sorts of little one-liners coming out of my popo. Hey, what about
popo again.
Cheryl? Is she still here?
She's still here.
Mm-hmm. Who's she working with?
Greg Thunder.
That's the guy's. I think we found a phony name, Tommy.
Think so?
Greg Thunder.
He was on KDWB a long time ago.
Yeah, what name did he use there?
Greg Thunder.
Yeah.
I used to work with one of the other guys that preceded both those knuckleheads.
Oh, True Don Blue.
No. Mark Otto.
Mark Otto, A-U-T-O.
Yeah.
Carhead.
O-O-T-T-O.
Oh, I used to know
him. You don't know him?
No, I don't know anything. I don't know a damn thing about radio. See, I didn't really...
Well, how long have you been here?
I've been here since 92. 14th year, I guess I'm on. But I don't know a lot of... I'm fraud. I'm a fake. I'm a phony. You know how a true radio guy drifts around the country taking jobs here and there, working some podunk town, great little stories? I don't have any of that. I just came here, sat down, and been here 14 years.
Here you are.
And I'll die here, and that won't be a very interesting story. But I'll embellish the hell out of it for the grandkids. Talk about a stint in South Dakota where we occasionally would have bears coming into the studio and have to chase them out. I mean, I'll make up stories like that.
Dancing bears.
Well, I don't know what you smoked when you were a jock, but I'm not going to bring up that because my children are going to go straight.
Okay.
All right, Tom.
All right.
I guess this ends the interesting part of the newscast.
All righty. All right, clearing 66 is what it is right now in St. Paul, Minneapolis. Senate leaders say they want survivors of Hurricane Katrina to know the nation is standing with them. A small group of lawmakers took a late-night vote to approve a $10.5 billion relief funding bill. The House votes on Friday. The mayor of New Orleans has sent out a desperate SOS as more than 15,000 hurricane refugees amass at the city's convention center. They've been hoping for buses or relief supplies. And finally, Mayor Ray Nagin told them to march across a bridge to look for help. Louisiana's governor has a strong warning against...
What the hell was that?
I didn't understand it either.
March across that bridge and find help!
Don't look here, but go across that bridge. Louisiana's governor has a strong warning against any more violence in New Orleans. Kathleen Blanco says hundreds of National Guard troops have arrived with M16s, adding they know how to shoot and kill, and they are more than willing to do so.
We're going
to
have another Kent State.
Southern China is having its troubles with fierce weather, too. About 600,000 people were evacuated as a powerful typhoon approached. Strong winds and rain forced schools, highways, and airports to close. One death there was reported.
We're in a boring part of the world here in Minnesota. What the hell happens here? We can't even get a good tornado.
No, we haven't had much of that this year. Boeing Company appears likely to see a strike. Members of the Machinists Union voted to walk off the job after their leaders called the company's contract proposal insulting. And the Mars rover continues to beam back images of the surface of Mars. Recently, the rover Spirit has been exploring a section of the Columbia Hills, while rover Opportunity is exploring an area known as Rocky Area. Mars rover Prince.
Apparently, when we left Earth, we also left the ability to come up with interesting creative names.
I know.
And the Sierra Nevadas, you know, the Himalayas, they're wonderful. The Rocky Area. That's the best they could do.
That's it. I think they come up to a town that was something close to Las Vegas. Mars rover principal.
Oh, you lost me there. What was that? I think they came up to a town.
That's something I saw on TV. And
oh.
I don't know.
Oh.
Okay. Mars rover principal investigator Steve Squires told reporters this mission has been a bigger success than they could have even imagined.
This is a press briefing I never thought we'd have. Today is day 591 of our 90-day mission to Mars.
How can they do that and yet muck up the rescue in New Orleans? How can we be running around on Mars, but we can't get food to people in New Orleans? What's wrong with this freaking picture? I mean, what? You'd think we'd have this down. This isn't the first hurricane to ever hit. We look like amateurs down there.
I agree. You'd be doing a better job. I hope nothing else happens.
Yeah.
5 Eyewitness News weather for the Twin Cities. Pretty boring here. Mostly clear and breezy. The overnight low 54. Tomorrow on Friday should be sunny and nice. The high 76. Saturday, sunny and warmer, a high near 80. Right now in the Twin Cities, we have clear skies. It's 66 at the Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.